Greetings and blessings to my fellow members of the Household of Israel, Temple of Jesus Christ, and to our brothers and sisters listening afar. My testimony is, blessed are they that mourn, for they should be comforted. This is found in Matthew 5, verse 4. Now to start, I want to share with you one of my go-to scriptures when I'm feeling sad, anxious, life just seems crazy. Now, if you like, you can turn to 2 Corinthians 4, verses 8 to 10, or you can listen. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. I'm going to repeat that. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. That was Paul speaking. You see, Paul was a disciple whose bishopric was to spread the gospel to the Gentile churches. He traveled many places in the world, experiencing persecution, trials, and great sorrow. But these challenges didn't overtake him. In verse 10, he states, bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus. But in that same verse, he also states that the life also of Jesus might be made manifested in our bodies. We know that when Christ walked on this earth, his life wasn't easy. He suffered more than all of us, experiencing the very emotions we have, including sorrow. Recall the scripture, Jesus wept. But Christ's story doesn't end with the crucifixion and death. It doesn't stop at the bad times. Instead, he overcame death and rose to victory, this victory of life that promises eternal joy. By doing so, he set a pattern and example for his children. So if we obey his commandments, if we walk like him, then we will indeed take on a portion of his sorrow. But there's comfort, because like Jesus, we too can overcome sin and death and rise to eternal life and joy. In fact, it reminds me of a song my father wrote. I'll take now the cross of Christ and later the tree of life. I'm working hard for the Lord. So right now, we have the cross of Christ and we will mourn. But the tree of life is presented to all of his saints as a reward for our obedience and for our suffering. Now, one thing I have learned in life, no one in this world is exempt or immune from sorrow. You could be rich, poor, black, white, male, female, child, adult, Jew, Gentile, righteous, or wicked. I think you get my point. Many people mourn because they cannot have the things or pleasures of the world that they want, but the righteous have godly sorrow. That is what distinguishes us from this world. This godly sorrow leads to repentance. In James 4, 7 to 10, it states, submit yourselves therefore to God, resist the devil and he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, ye sinners, and purify your hearts, ye double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep. Let your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord and he shall lift you up. We also cry out against the evil that we see in the world. We cry for the condition of our people and for our children, especially those who have gone astray. We must stay in constant prayer, asking God to intercede on our behalf, and remember that God said that there was hope in our end. During the last days of this earth, there will be a great outpouring of the Holy Spirit on his children, leading them to godly sorrow and repentance. As it is written, they shall look upon me whom they have pierced. This is found in Zechariah 12:10. We know that this is Christ speaking. For many, this will be the greatest sorrow that they have ever felt, as they are fully convinced of their sins and understand that they have been guilty of the blood of Christ. Because every time we break the laws of God, we are guilty of his blood. It is after this great outpouring of the Holy Spirit that the testimony, blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted, will be fulfilled. So to all of you I say, our tears and heartache will not last forever, because joy cometh in the morning, and God is a comforting force that never fades to those that love and obey the Lord. Amen.